I didn't hear Mrs. Brisbane's key turn as she opened the door that morning. I was sound asleep, snuggled under the bedding in my cage. It had been cold, cold, cold all night, and I was dreaming of summer. Nice, warm, sunny summer. Suddenly I heard Mrs. Brisbane say, "Be careful, Kelsey, your boots are wet." And then she said, "Simon, slow down. I don't want anyone sliding across the floor and getting hurt." I poked my head out of the bedding and saw Mrs. Brisbane and most of my fellow classmates in room 26 coming through the door. They wore caps and gloves, heavy jackets and boots.
"Sorry I was late," Mrs. Brisbane continued. "The ice had traffic backed up. I'm glad you all made it here safely."
Ice? Just the word gave me a chill. My cage sits near the windowsill, so I decided to peek outside. "Eek!" I squeaked.
"Boing!"
My neighbor Og chimed in. For most of the year, I look out at trees and grass and the school parking lot. In the fall, the trees are red and gold. In the winter, they have branches that are either bare or tipped with snow. But on this March day, the trees were silvery icicles, sparkling like diamonds. The brown earth glistened with a thin coating of shiny crystals.
"I hate winter," Daniel said.
I turned and saw my friends all seated at their tables.
"I like deep snow, when you can make snowmen and go sledding," helpful Holly said.
"I only like snow when we get a snow day."
"Do it now," Daniel said. A lot of my friends agreed.
"I think ice is cool," Simon said.
"I skated down our driveway this morning without any skates."
"Oh, that's dangerous,"
calm down Cassie said.
"My mom slipped on the ice and broke her arm a couple of years ago."
Mrs. Brisbane nodded.
"It is dangerous, Simon."
Simon just shrugged and said,
"I think it's fun."
"I like snow."
Not now, Nicole shivered.
"But I don't like ice. It's so icy."
The way she said it made me shiver, too. Mrs. Brisbane walked over to the windowsill and peered down at my cage.
"Are you warm enough, Humphrey?"
she asked.
"It might be too cold for you next to the window."
"I'm all right," I answered, "as long as I have nice warm bedding and my fur coat." Unfortunately, since I am the classroom hamster, all she heard was squeak, squeak, squeak. Then Mrs. Brisbane turned to Og. He's the pet frog in room 26.
"How are you, Og? I know frogs don't like cold weather."
Og hopped up and down and made his usual weird sound.
Boing, boing.
Mrs. Brisbane turned back to the class.
"Well, I don't like snow or ice when it makes me late for school."
Tell the truth, Thomas waved his hand, and our teacher called on him.
"It's the beginning of March. It's not supposed to snow in March," he complained.
Mrs. Brisbane smiled.
"But sometimes it does snow. Have you heard the saying, 'March comes in like a lion, but goes out like a lamb'?"
"What?" I squeaked. Some of the students sitting close to me giggled.
"It means that at the beginning of March, we often have some wild weather roaring in. But by the time April rolls around, the weather is usually mild, like a lamb," she explained.
Mrs. Brisbane is unspeakably smart. How does she know so much? Small Paul Fletcher raised his hand.
"Meteorologists say that extreme winter weather is usually over around the end of February here," he said. "But it has been known to snow in March. Besides, this was a mix of freezing rain and snow."
Small Paul is smart, smart, smart. Maybe he'll be a meteorologist someday. But wait, don't they study meteors from outer space? Mrs. Brisbane nodded.
"Meteorologists study weather," she said, "so they would know."
Rolling Rosie raised her hand.
I don't like ice. It's hard to stop my wheelchair sometimes.
I was surprised, because Rolling Rosie is great at handling her wheelchair. She even knows how to pop a wheelie.
Does anybody know when the first day of spring is?
Mrs. Brisbane asked. I glanced out the window again. It's definitely not today, I squeaked. Too far away, just Joey grumbled. Again, Small Paul raised his hand.
March 20th, he said.
Some of my friends groaned.
That's weeks away,
Stop Talking Sophie said. I was still feeling cold and shivery, so I jumped on my wheel and began to spin. That always gets my whiskers wiggling again.